We have Senator Jonathan Dismang with us right now. He's running for the Arkansas State Senate District 28. And Senator, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us.
I thank you for taking the time to give me a call and set up the interview.
Well, why are you running for this office?
Well, I'm actually running for re-election to the state Senate. Currently, I serve in Senate District 29 and through redistricting, that's now Senate District 28. You know, over the past 4 years, I served two years in the House. And so over the past 4 years, you know, together with my constituents, we've accomplished a lot of great things for this district. And I just want to make sure we continue doing that forward. And I want to ensure that our district has a strong voice in the state Senate.
Now, why are you running as a Republican?
As a Republican, well, and that really goes to where my beliefs align, in particular on a national level. I am a conservative and I am a Christian, and I just believe that, like I said, with my belief system and both on the physical and on the social issues, you know, I feel like that party best represents my views.
What difference would you point out between your opponent and yourself?
Well, you know, Tiffany and I are good friends. I think a lot of her, and, you know, we served 2 years together in the House, actually were seatmates there. And so, you know, I don't really believe that I'm running against Tiffany. I'm running for re-election. And so, you know, as far as differences, you know, I really don't know how to speak to that. And then the other say, you know, I'd encourage people to take a look at our records and kind of get familiar with what we've placed as priorities, you know, during the time that we've had in the state legislature.
If you had one message to get across in your campaign, what would that message be?
Now, I think it would be this, that, you know, again, we need a strong voice in the state Senate. And that's something that I think that we've been able to provide over the past 2 years for Senate District 29. And I look forward to doing that for 28. You know, and I guess bottom line is this, we've got a lot of pressing issues coming up in the next legislative session. And I'm going to do everything I can to work to make sure that our constituents and the folks out there listening have the voice they deserve as we tackle those issues.
Well, we sure do appreciate you taking time and talking with us.
Thank you again for taking the time to give me a call, and looking forward to November 6th and the outcome of the election.